I can't really underestimate the seriousness of the situation we are facing. There are water restrictions across the district now. We're considering putting water restrictions on in Kaikohe Level 4, which is effectively sanitary use and drinking only in Kaikohe. That is likely to be in place this week or very early next week. A similar restriction may go in place in terms of Kaitaia next week.
We've got a little lifestyle block, and for as long as I can remember, every winter we need gumboots, and this winter we had none. And our tanks are on rainwater. We've got two tanks. One of them didn't even fill up, and spring didn't rain, and summer didn't rain. So, yeah, restrictions are good. So. No problem.
The main issue around water levels in Kaitaia is the flow of in the Aranui, the river. We have a resource consent abstraction limit of how much water we can take out of there. We're working with our colleagues at Northland Regional Council to work out how we can best mitigate that. There are other sources that we are looking at using, and we're also working with a number of landowners to see if we can utilise their bores. We have a number of conversations with Iwi and Hapu across the region in respect of new water sources, and as part of the resource consent process we have to have consultation with landowners, which enlarge our Iwi and Hapu across the area. Generally we have a really constructive relationship around potable water, and we understand the sensitivities around water with Iwi and have a conversation with them, and that is generally good. In Kaitaia we don't actually take any of the public water supply from the aquifer, so we're taking largely from the Aranui River, so there's no direct link between the town water supply and the avocado orchards. Clearly the conversation needs to be had with Northland Regional Council around the consent for aquifer abstraction, and that conversation I believe has been had, and Northland Regional Council do grant consents for abstraction from the aquifer. We recently set up a drought committee for the far north, involving representatives from the District Health Board, Fire and Emergency, Civil Defence and Northern Regional Council. So we're working as a collaborative group, identifying what the long-term implications are for drought restrictions in the far north, and also identifying who potentially are the vulnerable users, how we can continue to provide a firefighting flow in case of fire, and working through what additional measures we might put in place in terms of acquiring tankers to tanker water if we get to that point, and also whether we can acquire supplies of bottled water. Not saying we're at that point or close to that point yet, but we're planning for no rain until July. If we do not get substantial rainfall, this is probably one of the most serious droughts that Northland would have faced in recent history. And where I'd urge everyone, residents, businesses, to conserve water. What I'd love to see is the whole of the far north with dirty utes, because that actually means you're not washing them.
Aroha mai. Mōhia nā tātou katoa, te raumati kei konei, mō te wahanga o ngā marama kua haere mai, a kamutu e hoa mā, kia tātou katoa, te wai, tētahi me titiro tātou e mea, me whakamōhio, ngā iwi katoa o tēnei pito o Muri Whenua e pēnei ana, kia pēnei, kia raumati, ko tino a hopuopu tātou, ko rapurapu te wai. Ina teata nei, ka rongo hau. Ae, ko āta tirotirongia me pēha tātou e titiroi ki tā tātou wai.